Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles wrap up their home schedule today. 105 against the Rays. They lose last night, 6-2. The drama there was at the end when Fairbanks plunks Basayo, knocks him out of the game with a wrist, and then blows a kiss after he gets the last out to the stands. Now, you didn't see it, obviously.
No.
And first of all, Sammy Basayo is the Orioles' top prospect,
no doubt.
The Orioles are counting on him to hit a lot of good things next year as they look to be the Blue Jays of 26. Like I said, you know, I've already said it. Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays of this year, who, by the way, are starting to choke. They're in the playoffs, but they might not win the division. So he blows the kiss towards the dugout. He said after the game, it was at a fan who had been giving him the business. And he did apologize for plunking Basayo, who immediately was taken out of the game. And you know, and Brian Baker told us that, look, they're good dudes, and some of them are be ready to, they'll man up if they have to. You know what I mean? You want it to escalate, you got to do what you got to do. But it was a very, Nolan, did you see the plunking of Basayo in the aftermath at the end of the game?
Yeah, but I think Fairbanks explained himself pretty well.
Yeah, he did insult the guy that allegedly was heckling him.
Well, you know, man in the
and
arena
I'm
type
cool
of
with
thing.
That. Hey, drunken fan being an a-hole.
You're down 6-2.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're kind of blasted away. But you don't want to hit Basayo. I mean, you're up big. Why? You're trying to buzz him inside. I get it. But I will say this. These Baltimore Emmys coming out right now. Man's up. You're listening. And to quote the great Eric the Actor from the Howard Stern Show, man's up. You know what to do. First guy up, you're getting a fastball in the side or between the numbers.
And then does the pitcher get thrown out?
Who cares? I mean, you got to redeem your... I'm still waiting for the redemption of the Yankees for blasting Kerstad in a melon right before the All-Star break in 2024. But he did explain himself. Could have been lying.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I think... Okay.
So, Basayo's got a broken wrist that's going to cost him 3 months of the offseason.
Well, he doesn't. The x-rays came back negative.
But I'm just saying, he didn't know that.
Sure.
We got a major problem here.
But I'm saying I think you just count your blessings.
Okay.
Move on. I mean, even watching it in real time, and Mancelino explained it after the game, it's an 0-2 count. There's no intent there.
Okay.
I mean, even if there was, all right, if there was intent, and after the game he's saying, yeah, I busted him inside, and, you know, that's just is how it is, and screw them, and blah, 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 then okay. But
no. No vengeance?
And it's definitely not Mancelino's style. I mean, if you're expecting it out of him, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, I'm just saying. What would you prefer?
Well, I don't want anybody to get hit.
Okay. Except for the Orioles.
The Yankees thing, that's different. This is nowhere near the Yankees
thing. Yeah, as Kerstad's literally laying in the dirt and mocking him in the dugout.
Right, there. And that was one of multiple instances. I mean, the Yankees were hitting Orioles batters left and right. This is a one-off thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Bob for manager. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd yell at that robot umpire.
I could see, hey, and then Elias said, Bob, here's your lineup. Excuse me?
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, no. Tear it up in front of me. All right, anyway, we'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll give you the Orioles lineup when we get it. Tony Pantee, 11 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.